on the bottom of Chesam Adays. Omer Rabbi Yocher, Maidich Shiv Asher to Asher. Asher b'shvil shetis Asher. If you give Meiser, you'll get rich. Ashkechei Rabbi Yocher on Yenukad Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yocher found his nephew, the child of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish married Rabbi Yocher's sister. Omer Lei, Emeli Psukecha. She said, tell me what you're learning. Omer Lei, Asher to Asher. Omer Lei, Umay Asher to Asher. So Rabbi Yocher asked the child, what does it mean? Omer Lei, Asher b'shvil shetis Asher. Omer Lei Menolach, how do you know that? Omer Lei, Zil Nisi, go try it out. Omer Lei, Umishor L'Nesuya L'Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're allowed to test the Rabbonu Shalom, V'oksiv V'osinasu Es Hashem. Omer Lei, Hochi Omer of Hoshia, Chutz Mizu, this is the exception. Sh'neemar, Haviu Es Kola Maisa Obeis HaOtzer, V'Yiterev V'Veisi, U'V'Chanuni No V'Zos, Omer Hashem Tzvokos, Im Lo Eftach V'Chem Es Arubos HaShemayim, Varikosi lechem brocha ad belidai, my ad belidai, Omer Rami Barchama, Omer Rav, ad sheivlus if so seichem ilomar die, until your lips wear out from saying die. Omer Lei, havis moti hosom lahai psuka, if I would have gotten to that posik, lo havis rich nechol lo hosheo rav, I wouldn't need you or your Rebbe, Rav Oshia. Let's see, Rashi. Leonuka de Rishlokish, ben achosa, the son of his sister. This is after the death of Reish Lakish, like the Gemara will be clear for the Gemara later. Omar Yenukal Rav Yochanan, my Aser Taser. So the child asked Rav Yochanan, what's Aser Taser mean? Omar Le Yenukal Vaksivo Sinasu. So the child asked, you're not allowed to test the Rabbah Shalom. So he told him this is the exception. She Yivlu, Kolomer She Yigu. Your lips will wear out from saying die. Imatino lahosom lahai kro dehiviu eskola meiser have a yadoy simemelos. The kid said, if I would have got to that pasuk, I wouldn't need you to tell me this chiddush. The Rav Oshia rabcha, the amris lemishmei that the Yochel said it in the name of Rav Oshia that this is the exception. You're allowed to test the rabbanu shalom. Just before we go on, a few things. First of all, this aser to aser. Where are you allowed to test the rabbanu shalom? Where is this bracha said? Some say that it's only by Meiser Dogen. It's not by Meiser Ksothim. It's not by Tztaka. It's only by Meiser Dogen. That the real Meiser, Meistrumus and Meisters. Others say that it even applies to Meiser Ksothim. And some say it even applies to all Tzedakas. The Torah says it applies to all Tzedakas. The Chinuch says it's only by Meiser Ksothim. And the Shalah HaKadosh says it only applies to Meiser Dogen. That's one thing. Secondly, this halacha that you're allowed to test the rabbanu is only in riches, not in anything else. You can't say, give me this, give me that, whatever. Aser to aser, you'll become rich. That you're allowed to test the rabbanu, nothing else. And even though that we see people give meiser, one of these meisers, and it doesn't become rich, the chet could be ma'akev. But he was talking to a kid. He doesn't have any chatoy. So by him, if he gives meiser, surely it'll surely work. And they say, what's the reason? Why talk about Meiser, Tzedakah, or whatever? It says that a person who gives Tzedakah is like he's loaning money to the Rabbanu Shalom. Malve, and the halach is Love, is an Eved, Leish Malve. So the Rabbanu Shalom becomes that person's Eved, having to make good on his promise. Another thing we spoke about in the fast is, it says, Achiyivlu Sufsosechem Ilomar Dai. Your lips will wear out from saying Dai. L'chora, your lips don't come into play when you say Dai. It's not a word that involves your lips. So some say that your lips will wear out because you won't use them. They'll wear out from disuse. You'll be saying die all the time, you won't be using your lips. Others say that there's Yerushalmi that says the die means dayenu brachos. So the bays is the, you'll use your lips to wear out your lips with the bays. And I always like the taina. It says, L'chor, we learn from here that you're not allowed to mispal a rov tova. We'll get to it later, in the third parak. That you, L'chor, here is Mashri, you could say die. Your lips will wear out from saying die. And that we learn from here, Gufa, that you're not allowed to daven, that good things should go away. Too much good. So it's like a contradiction. I said, Pshat is very posh. You want to say die, but you won't be able to because you're not allowed to daven, that good things should go away. So your lips will wear out from not being able to say "Dai." So what happens when a person wants to say something, he can't say it? He goes, puts his lips together, and what's it called, and prevents himself from saying. So your lips will wear out from preventing yourself from saying "Dai." That's what it means. What's it called? It says, how did the kid have the chutzpah to say, if I would have gotten to this pasuk, I wouldn't need you or your Rebbe to tell me the pshat. Somebody points out that Lamaisa, Rabbi Yochanan killed his father. He looked at him and he was makbid on him and he died. So he had a little bit against Rabbi Yochanan to begin with. So he was a lonely little kid. So he, Lamaisa, had that chutzpah. Okay, let's go.
So there was the old Nasi, according to what the Rav says,
the what?
Experiencing is a lot more powerful than hearing about it.
No, here he said, go try it. In other words, what's it called? You test the Rav Amishlo. Okay. Okay. The Su Ashkechei Rav Yochanan Yukad Reish Lakish. Rav Yochanan another time came across his nephew, Reish Lakish's son, the Yosef Va'omer Ivelis Ovim Tesalev Darko, the Al Hashem Yisaf Libo. Sometimes a person's foolishness causes him tzaris, and he gets angry at the Ravon Shalom. So Yosef Rav Yochanan v'kometame. Omar mi'ika midi d'chsiva b'ksuve d'lo remiza b'raisa. Something that's in ksuvim, right, in Mishlei, that does no hint in the Torah. Everything has its source in the Torah. Even things that are written in the Nevi'im, the ksuvim, even things that are in the Gemara, everything has a source in the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. So where's the source for this idea? Armalei atu ha mi lo remize. This taka has also remez. When the brothers found their money in their sacks, they got scared, and they said, "Mazos aso Elokim lanu." What did the Rabbanu Shalom do to us? They blamed it on the Rabbanu Shalom, their situation, when in fact they're the ones who caused it on themselves. Dal einei v'chazebe. So he picked up his eyelid. Rabbi Yochanan's eyelids closed his eyes, and he had to use a silver toothpick to open them up. So he picked up his eye to look at him. Asya Ime, so Rabbi Yochanan's sister, who was the mother of the child, came, Athikte, and she grabbed her kid away. Amralei saw, Mikamedelo Levet Lechotet Ovid Lavucha. Let's get out of here before he does what he did to your father. He killed your father with looking at him. She, Ivelis Adam, Tesalev Darko, Ve'al Hashem Yizaf Livo, K'shadam Chote, Mesalev Darko. A person sins, he causes himself tzaris. Sheboyin alof pigoyin. Ve'al Hashem yizach libo. And he gets angry at the Rabbanu Shalom. Shekoyis ve'omer b'neima irali pegazeh. He doesn't realize he's the cause. Ve'lo romza. Moshe b'yoraisa. Shehachumish hu yisod nevi'im uksuvim. And surely Torah shebal peh. Ve'kulam yesmach limtso min ha-Torah. Everything that's in nevi'im uksuvim, you can find a remez to it in Torah, in Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Dal einei Rabbi Yochanan shehoyu afapav mechaser v'seinav. Yochanan had big eyelids that covered his eyes. Umagbiya b'mizlagik dekaspa. He used to have little forks of silver that he'd pick up his eyelid with. The Bava Kama. The Perik Achrons. And the last Perik of Bava Kama. Shoya rotsa lirosa v'neshu chorif. He wanted to take a look at the kid because he was a chorif, but Rabbi Yochanan's look killed one of his talmidim that was mezalzel in emunas chachamim, and he killed Reish Lakish with his look. The lo levad lechokeh the oved avuch shelo yitain einov bechok kamosh nosan bavicha ve'miso b'bav metzia. Okay, but that mice is above metzia. Okay, the Omer Rabbi Yochanan motor b'shvil yochid. Rain can come even for the sake of one individual, because rain is a natural process, so you don't need that much schus to bring rain. Parnosa b'shvil rabin. Parnosa here refers to the mon, which was a neis, can only come b'shus harabin. Motor b'shvil yochid echsiv yiftach Hashem lecho esot zorato v'losish metar artzecha, all in singular. Parnosa b'shvil rabin echsiv hinini mamtir lochem lechem. By the mon, lochem, plural. Rashi, motor b'shvil yochid, shim ein tzorich motor ele lo demechot. What if rain isn't needed even for only one individual? Don't you zora achers man zrias b'nei adam? Person planted late. O shador bi ir shikula nachri. Or he lives in a place where there's only goyim. He's the only one who can be zocha for the rain. V'tzorech lemotor, and he needs rain. Bobischuso, it's possible rain will come from the schus of one individual. Uparnosa shefa tova umichya lechol haolam enu ba leolam b'schus echad. However, parnosa like mon shefa tova, that's the machai of the whole world, right? And that's something that, like the mon, comes not in a natural way. That only comes in the schus of the rabbi, ela b'shvil rabbi. Shem rabbi tzrich and sova shetishlag bracha b'tvua kadosh baruch hu osef. Right, the rabbim need an extra bracha of shefa. There has to be an extra bracha in the tvua, not natural. That has to come only b'shus harabim. Im zochu, aval yochid atzorach shiz baruchu tvuoso v'en hakadosh baruchu meshane bavuro din hashana. The Rambam doesn't change the normal decree of the year for a yochid. Elak fi birchoseho, it goes according to whatever bracha, whatever was given, whatever's natural, whatever's naturally going to happen. The Afa P she morid b'shvil yachid motor zel hashbiach tvuosov shloy gruos mishlacher. Avalaso sadeh kesod esovelo. And even though the Rebbe is bringing rain for a yachid, that's only to make him have a minimal amount of grain, not to have an extra amount that you need this chusarabi. Meister Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rabbi Yehuda Meister Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shlosha Parnosim Tovim Amdu Yisrael. There were three providers for Klal Yisrael, Evelhei, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. The Gimel Matanas Tovos Nitum Al Yodim. Each one was Zoche to one Matana that they gave Klal Yisrael, the Evelhei. Be'er Va'anan Uman. Be'er B'schus Miriam. Amud Anan B'schus Aaron. Mon B'schus Moshe. Nesa Miriam is Falika Be'er. Miriam died, the Be'er went away, so obviously it came in her skirt. Shenemra V'tomashon Miriam. Uksibas Rei V'loha Yomayim La'edha. Right, they didn't have water. The bear went away. The chazra b'schusna, it came back in the schus of both of them. So why didn't it just stay in the schus of both of them? In order that we should know it came in the schus of Miriam. So it went away in her schus, and it came back in the schus of Moshe and Aaron. Meis Aaron istalku anoni akovod. Shenemar vayishma knani melech harod. Right, the knani melech harod heard. What did he hear? Mashmu ashomer shemeis Aaron v'istalku anoni akovod. He heard that Aaron died, and the Anoni HaKovod went away, and now he had a chance to attack Klal Yisrael. Ukesover nitin lo reshus lilochem Yisrael. He thought that now he had permission to fight against Klal Yisrael because they lost their protection. V'haynu d'chsi v'yiru kol ha'eda ki gova aro. Right? Omer abavo al tikra v'yiru ela v'yiru. They were exposed. That's the way Rashi learns here. Others say it means they were afraid. V'yiru. But Rashi learns they were exposed. What does that mean? Kiridorish leishlokish, domrish lokish, ki mishamish barba leshonos. Ki can be used with four different meanings. E, if, dilma, maybe, ela, but, and daha, four. Chazru shnei, and therefore it says, vayiru kolaeva ki gova Aaron, can't mean kipshuta, they all saw that Aaron died, because they didn't see Aaron die. He died on Hor HaHar. And even though it says that the Sultan showed him the Aaron the Mita or whatever, or they saw that such a thing, that wasn't really seeing Mamish. And it doesn't make sense, because they saw Aaron died, right? Vayiru kolayeg over Aaron, so what was the result? So means Vayiro, they were exposed because Aaron died, or they were afraid because Aaron died. And therefore, what's it called? Ki gova Aaron. Vayiro, when, ki over here means when. When Aaron died, they were exposed. Because otherwise, if they saw that Aaron died, the pasuk doesn't make sense. So Mara says, Chazru shneihem b'shus Moshe. So when Aaron died, the Anoni HaKovod went away. And they came back, and the Be'er stayed in the schus of Moshe. So he got them both back. Meis Moshe and Stalkukul. Moshe Rabbeinu died, they all went away. Shenemar va'achid eshlosha saroim b'yerech echad. Right, I'm going to take away from you your three shepherds in the same month. V'chi b'yerech echad meisu. Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam didn't die in the same month. V'halo Miriam meisu b'nisan. Torah says b'theirish. V'aron b'av. Also b'theirish in the Torah. Moshe ba'ador. And we have a cheshbin how to know that Moshe Rabbeinu died in Adar. It's like they all died in one month, because when Moshe died, all three presents that they brought went away. So it's as if their death had the effect when Moshe died, all in the same month. So what do we see? The mon came because of Moshe Rabbeinu. He's a yachid. So you see the parnosa can come even for an individual. Shani Moshe, kivin to the rabbim who, boy to rabbim tomi. Since the rabbim depended on him, he wasn't a yachid. He was considered, it says, about in Midrashim, Moshe Rabbeinu was equal to 600,000 people. Right? So he had the schus of the rabbim. He wasn't considered a yachid. Mitar Arzucho shel Echod Mashma. Mitar Arzucho Mashma, even for an individual. Mamtir Lochem, but by the Mon it says Lochem, Loshen Rabbit. Be'er shel Miriam, Sela. The bear of Miriam came out of a rock. The Zoven Mimenu Mayim, and the water flowed from that rock. V'hayim is Galgav Aholichim Yisrael. And the rock traveled with Klal Yisrael, was a portable water fountain. Who has Sela Shabohi Kamosha? That was the Sela that Moshe Rabbeinu hit. Shlohaya wrote to Hazul Meimah b'Shvilo l'Fisha Mesa Miriam. And originally it didn't want to let its water out because Miriam died, and the Maisa came in the schus of Moshe and Aaron. The Nistalka Anoni Akovet, Anoni Rekiyav, Anoni Oshon, Ushar Anonim Einim Shal Kovet. Why are these called Anoni Hakovet? Because regular clouds in the sky, clouds of smoke, right, are not clouds of honor. These clouds are called Anoni Akovet because they came for the honor of Klal Yisrael. Chosra b'schus shnehem, shekeng si v'dibartem shnehem alasela v'nosen neymov. The water came and the schus of both of them spoke to both of them, and that answers l'chora Moshe sinned by Meimariva. What did Aaron do? He was punished too, because they both were told to do what they did, and they did it as a team. Ki mishamish arba l'sholnos ol d'i dilma eladaha. Kol makom shetzorich lidrosh ki. Wherever you have to explain the word ki, bein linyan drosha, bein l'mashmos hamikra, whether it's a drosha or the simple meaning of the pasuk, tucha l'shanoso ve'echad mehani arba l'shanos. You can use one of these four meanings of ki, and there are others, but they fit into one of the four. The lashon ki mashm bekulam. Ki can mean any one of them. The chein, the chad, ubaram, va'ari, right? The chain v'chad u'baram v'ari b'chlal honi dalet hein. And the other ones, and so, right? And when? And surely, or and v'are and because, all fit into one of these four meanings. V'hai d'chi gova aron. So it says v'yiro Yisrael ki gova aron. So which meaning of ki does it mean over here? So Mishtamish Beloshen Dehoa, because Aaron died. They something happened because Aaron died. So it can't mean they saw because Aaron died. When they saw. Eselamai means they were uncovered because Aaron died. Or they were afraid because Aaron died. The Shamina Mina, time of the Krah. The Matam Nisra'u, why were they uncovered? The Hamis, because he died. Shari Meis Aaron. Reish Lakish lo asi lemeimer delo metargemin and shum ki ba'olam ela mehan l'shalmos. Reish Lakish never meant to say that you can't explain ki except one of these four ways. El afilu metargem dilma ari darshina mashmuusei kimashmos deha. Right? Even if you what's it called? Explain it. Maybe, perhaps. You could say ki is perhaps, or are or because. They all are part of one of these four l'shalmos. Deha umani matargin v'chaziu kol kinishta, and if you explain vayiru that they saw deha nis that they saw that he died toehu dimkein v'chaziu miboyalek should be it was apparent to them when he died, not that they saw that he died. Vayiru kol aedo v'mishkol vayiru roshi habadim, they shall be seen. The people were seen because he died. Vayirfu amayim vayalu me'al ha-mishkan korach. Right? The same thing by what's called vayirfu amayim or vayalu me'al mishkan korach. All of those are the shonos of Nifal, I guess Nifal. That not what happened, but what resulted. Same thing over here. Should not be they saw, But they were seen. Chazru shneim b'schus Moshe, midechsiva achir eshlosha saroyim pshitalon de bididu mishtoi. We don't ever find three roim at one time that were, that the Torah, that the pasuk could just refer to them, stop. Must be talking about Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. Shalom atzinu parnosim l'Yisrael shlosha ke'echod alahem. We don't find in history three roim to Klal Yisrael at one time except Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. Mesa b'nisan sh'nemer v'yavo b'nei Yisrael k'leidu min barzim b'chodesh harishon v'yeshiv ha'am b'kodesh v'tomasho Miriam v'tikover shal. It says b'theirish that they came b'chodesh harishon. Aaron neis b'echad b'chodesh av. Right, Aaron died in the, what's called the fifth month. Torah says that b'theirish also.